You guys got off to a very good start. Two goals in your first two shots, especially, you know, you started with your first one. Just how important was that start for your team?
Huge. I mean, that we, you know, yesterday it was all our meetings were about was, you know, even the games before, the one against these guys before, we didn't have great starts. And I think, you know, Pazzi addressed that yesterday, and we really had to make an onus on being good on the start. And, you know, I think the tone in the room was if we start good, everything else take care of itself. And, you know, we lost a little bit there at the end of the first period, but guys stuck with it, kept playing well, and, you know, found the way to win.
And about that, like, you guys have a 3-0 lead, so it's almost a little bit like you could rest a little bit, but at the same point, you know how good this team is, and they obviously start to push back.
You know, I think they had a nice goal on the power play. They made a good play there, and then I think, you know, we just took our foot off the gas just one shift enough, and that's how good they are. They put one in right away again, and then, you know, we were back on our heels a bit, got out of the period, regrouped, and just went back to work. And, you know, I thought our second and third, we cleaned them up and started playing a lot better together. And, you know, they made a nice goal there on the shorthanded one there to kind of get them back in the game, but guys stuck with it. Found a way to win, and I told you we'd get that big thing going, and that's what he did.
5-on-3 for them. You get the very rare 5-on-3 shorthanded opportunity. What were you seeing there, and did you think you got taken out at the end?
I mean, I was trying to score. I didn't really, you know, I don't know if I tripped on the goalie or the player. You know, I would have been great if we got a call just because I was the last guy leaving the zone. You know, that kind of probably was the worst case scenario that could have happened on that play. But, you know, I think for the big part, you know, the guys did a good job in our own zone. We were talking and just, you know, the coaches prepared us well before the game. We knew what we needed to do. And, you know, I think we did a good job. I got a lucky break there on the chance. It would have been nice to put it away, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
And speaking of momentum, I mean, how big is it when you guys get a PK like that and manage to kill off both opportunities?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, I think if this just, I'm not sure what the stat is, but, you know, if you don't score on your 5-on-3 in the game, his chances are you're going to lose. And I think, you know, we did a good job on that there tonight. And like I said, it would have been nice to put one in the other way, but so the way she goes. And, you know, I think we just got to keep going the right way here and get ready for the road trip.
And they tie it up, obviously, make it 3-all. You guys go to overtime. Very easy again to be like, okay, we at least got a point. But you guys kept pushing throughout that overtime and obviously to see Christian Vesalainen end it the way he did.
Yeah, it was a nice goal. I mean, the guys were buzzing out there in OT. I thought we controlled the pace most of the overtime there. Had some good chances. Collins made a huge save right before Vesey got that one. But, you know, that's said to one of the boys, I don't think I ever make that play. So it's a big boy play by the big Finn there. And, you know, there's a reason we got him here. And I'm glad he got to contribute tonight and, you know, hopefully get his feet wet a little bit with us. And we'll just keep going.
You talk a lot about, this week we've been hearing a lot about the depth of San Diego. Yourself scoring tonight, Cam Schilling scoring tonight. At this point, you and Cam McLeese are +8 in the last 6 games. Are you guys finding your own depth scoring at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they might have some guys who are a little bit more recognizable and polished and guys have been up in the NHL all year. But, you know, Kleese plays the right way every night and Feed just has been playing the right way. He's got some speed on the other side. And really, I've just been kind of cleaning up the loose pucks and making good plays. But those guys have been doing most of the brunt work. And, you know, I think it's a good testament to how deep our team is. We got some guys who are sitting out of the lineup right now that could be helping us, and they were helping us, and I'm sure we're going to need them down here, down the stretch again. But, you know, that's what good teams have this time of year is depth, and we'll just keep going with it.
Just have one more for you, and sorry to bring it back to sort of a negative thing, but the mental gaps are it's a phrase we've heard coach use where it feels like you have a mental lapse and then it ends up in the back of your neck, which sort of had the feeling of tonight. How do you safeguard against that as a guy who's seen this a few times? Is there anything you can do to sort of protect?
I think just, you know, as a group, I think we could have been a little more vocal on the bench. You know, that's a big shift coming after goal. And, you know, we've been really good lately of just, you know, recognizing the situation in the game and recognizing what guys need to do out there. And, you know, I just thought we were just a little bit laxed on that play there tonight, but you know, it's a learning lesson. And you know, hopefully it doesn't happen again this year. We just gotta, shifts after goals are huge, and you know, you, against good teams and the teams we're gonna be playing here down the stretch, you can't take your foot off the gas for one shift. And you know, it's a good lesson tonight.
Right, just last one, but when you guys have a team like this, you played so well at home, going on the road, knowing how important these games are, what about your mentality has to change a little bit to really be able to bring what you guys are doing here on the road with you?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously it's a clean slate getting on the road, but I think even simpler and just a little bit, you know, you got to come on the road and work hard and be simple. You know, you got to make sure you get pucks out and get pucks in, and don't, you know, I know it's cliche, but you can't have turnovers and you can't give teams free goals. I think, you know, the way we're built, if we just keep putting pucks low and go to work down there, we got deep forwards, and I know it's tough to play against down there. You know, I play against these guys in practice every day, and, you know, it's not fun when they're working down below the goal line. And, you know, I think, you know, that's really got to be our onus on that, is clean up a few things defensively and just make sure we're managing the puck and getting it down there and going to work.